Yeah. Thank you. that he had spoken and chastened me with no few amount of words and things unmentionable, that I would not set in order his kingdom, that he would set in order his kingdom at the heavenly order, and that I would only be a servant. And then when he got ready to set it in order, he lowered me. He did. He lowered my position from a servant to an ambassador. Did you know that's lower than a servant? A servant gets to stay in the household of the Lord. But an ambassador is sent out with specific instruction. They don't even get the privilege of enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Whoa. Moving in obedience to the Lord last night, yesterday and last night, begin to bring the wooing song of the Mother Holy Ghost. No one responded. Then last night began to do it. The Lord showed me that the first one that responded would become as my mouth. Now, before you go to envying him, you better pray for him. He thinks he's suffered. He hadn't suffered anything yet. Once he speaks one word, it's not of my mouth and the mouth of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And last night, been seeing it, the Lord flashed his whole history up before me. To confirm it. Been working this thing in him for many years. None of you understood him. You called him hard, demanding. Just like you accused me. The same accusation as fell on Brother Ed Harris that fell on me. And he walked under the same condemnation that I walked under. And I couldn't deliver him because it wasn't time. But now it's given unto him to be with me and walk with me, before the Lord, and to be as my mouth. Oh, yes, Lord. Someone catch him. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hiya, hush up a high. With that stroke of the fire of God, hath been knocked out of him all of his own ways, and hath been made one with me under the power of the Holy Ghost. If you don't believe it, look at him. The other view that the Holy Ghost drew in order last night, also the Lord has reserved to set you in a position. And you need to worry, he hadn't forgotten either order the way you came. Neither have I. Because he has engrafted it in my mind. And he'll put you exactly where he wants you to be. I will not set you in. You'll be set in the heavenly order under the responsibility to the council. And I, being responsible for you, will be sure that you walk that way. Or else. Now, it's that simple. You remember in the time when we're restoring the principle of God, one of the messages that God had preached to you is walk in the Spirit or else. You remember that message? Now he's bringing it to living reality. Either walk in obedience to me or else. And that else covers that multitudes of things that Satan beats in you when you begin to walk in disobedience. This is his way of putting his harness on you. He gives you no way out. It's because if you had a way out, you know what would happen to you? Satan would trap you and destroy you, wouldn't he? He gives you no way out. He tells you very plainly, it's either walk in obedience to him and receive his blessings and his glory, or else. And that else covered a whole lot. You don't have any way out once you come into this move, and you shouldn't even want a way out. You shouldn't want a way out. But he doesn't give you any way out. Oh. Oh. Someone pick him up there and set him on his feet. Unless he's like my poor wife was last night. She got in the place and was just reeling around, just walking like a drunk person. Now, all right, what's the matter with you? I don't know. Oh, still reeling and rocking this morning. Time for her to move in the blessing of the Lord. Oh, Brother Ed, you take your position up here. Yes, Lord. Oh. Oh. Now, Lord Jesus, right there before me, oh, clothed upon with the Father, in there, white as wool, white as snow, oh, garment all the way down to the foot, yellow eyes like fire, oh, the whole body shining, fire in the glory of God, oh, and you in your right hand, are the stars, the churches. You're the head of the church. Whoa. Feel him come down on you now. Whoa. Whoa. Feel his move down on you. Let him establish your headship over you. Whoa. Brother Ed, get your thing and walk with me. Get your and walk with me. Come on. Oh. Oh. A sea of glass before the throne of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church is formed. Oh, yes, Lord. Right here on that sea of glass. That sea of glass spotted with fire represents all the victories. Oh, that Jesus Christ has won and all the victories of the righteous saints down through the ages. And on that sea of glass right there, before the throne, you will partake of every one of these victories and every one of these powers and every one of these lives of God moving through Jesus Christ and through all of his saints down through the ages. Yes, Lord. Also, on that sea of glass is a representative factor of the fire and the judgment that will spot the world. So you having to be able, having to live in the judgment of this world, you must nothing right but God to give you the victory over each one of those judgments right there on that sea of glass. Oh. His plan is perfect. Now, as we are formed into the living church, the first step in the forming of the living church is the brooding over of the mother power of the Holy Ghost, the rising and the falling, and the inner working of the Holy Ghost that produces praises, tongues, and interpretation and prophecy. You remember how that we went through this principle in your restoration, don't you? Now it is a reality. You have taken your place on the sea of glass. Now you are under the brooding. You're not under the principle working of the Holy Ghost anymore, but you're in the New Jerusalem, and there you will be brought into the exact order of God by the falling and the rising and the inner working of the Holy Spirit that'll do a mighty work in your life. I'm ready, Lord Jesus. Now, we'll follow the obedience of the Lord, of the Holy Ghost delivered to us. We'll find this on tape J. It'll be put on tape J. First of all, we will recognize Jesus alive in his resurrection, confess him alive, and let that resurrection power fall down upon us and begin to move all in us. And while we are still looking at Jesus by faith, then that we will play, to get us started, we will play tape J, which is the praises, and we will join in unison. You've already begun to move in that unison. You didn't know it. You got trapped into it. But anyway, you didn't need to know it. You'll join in unison in those praises. And as those praises, those unison praises begin to form in you, all at once there'll begin to be movings of tongue, interpretation, and prophecy. As you sit there and breathe, hath been given unto me, hath been given unto me. And the first thing you know, out of you will come tongue, interpretation, prophecy, spoken revelation, song, spiritual interpretation, spiritual tongues, spiritual interpretation and song, psalms, and all of these things will begin to move in you according to your ministry. And the mouth of God, through the Holy Ghost, will form in your mouth, in your voice. It's that simple and it's that easy. Now, we will do this, and it will be followed in the order in the church. And may God have mercy on any of you that try to lead the praise service other than this. Because I will not. The mother will not either. Yes, Lord, you will fall in exactly this order. Lest you get trapped back into that old striving, Brother Pelham, of trying to make praises work. You cannot complete the order of God in striving, in jiggling and jumping and dancing. You must complete the order of God in the way that he says complete it, formed in there by the Holy Ghost. The working of the mother Holy Ghost now is to form in you. Finish that forming in you. The birthing forth of Christ out of you. That's the reason she's called the mother. She brings forth travail out of you. Ooh, and destroys you, what's left of you, if there's even much left, and brings forth that working, that pure working of the voice of Christ speaking out of you. It's that simple. It's that easy. All right? So we'll start right now training on this. I want us to recognize Jesus that are alive again. And then Brother Ron will turn on the tape and we'll follow. I could start it myself at praising, but he's already set it in order. So you and I both will follow that same song. This is our first song of Zion, our first leading that begins to woo-woo on the inside of us and begins to move us in where he wants. Oh, let's get ready. Lord Jesus, right there before me, I accept you're there alive, clothed upon with the Father, being one with the Father. Oh, isn't how white as wool, white as snow, garment all the way down to the foot, shining with fire and glory, feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. Oh, now shining out upon me. Just let him shine out on you.
Thank you.
me form my life in you by the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord. And would it not promise unto you that I would give unto you a mouth to speak, saith the Lord? And it would not be your mouth, but be me my mouth, saith the Lord. And would it not promise unto you that I would give unto you a voice that would not be your voice, but would be my voice, saith the Lord? A new song, a new melody have I given unto you. A new glory, a glory that the ages have sought, saith the Lord. A new place have I given unto you. Yea, a place that thou shalt sing, sing the song of Zion, saith the Lord. Shada. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I did promise unto you that if you would open your mouth, yeah, I would fill your mouth with my word.
Hath been done. Listen.